Good morning, this is Merlin for your daily inspirational. I am looking at some verses here in 1 Corinthians and chapter 1. I was looking at the verses, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, I'm sorry, verse 18. And it says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Now, as we consider this, there's a couple things I'd like to point out. First and foremost is there is a separation of two different groups of people here. There's those who perish, and the preaching of the cross seem it to be foolish to them. And there are those who are saved, and the preaching of the cross is the power of God to them. Now, as humanity, the natural man is looking on and the things that are that make sense to them are typically not the way the Lord would handle situations or view them. And the Lord is a jealous God. He will stand in comparison to no one. There is no other entity that is comparable to him. And he's jealous when one makes something an idol, and be it security or financial stability that you depend upon, there is lots of ways to worship idols. And when we trust, our God, normally there is a cross that is being that we bear while we are trusting in him. And there's something that we have faith in while we're trusting in him. There's comfort. There's peace. Yet there's the unknown. We don't know always how things are going to work out. Only if we believe do we have confidence that no matter what happens, it'll be well. Does not God know how to take care of his own? I'll tell you a story. I was in the Philippines a number of years ago. I passed out a Bible to a lady who had a couple children, and her boyfriend was in jail. In their own minds, they felt like they were a couple and married, but they hadn't technically gotten married. Gave her a Bible, and she seemed happy. It was very, very, very poor people. There was a grandma there, and single, and children, and a woman, and no steady income. It was at least very, very low income. And she seemed appreciative. I gave her a Bible and went on my way. The next year, I gave her I stopped by, and she remembered me, and yet I asked her if she read the Bible, and she says, no, I can understand that language, which I had been told they like the English Bibles, so I hadn't done my own research. So I was passing out these English Bibles because they were supposedly desired. And so by this year, I understood that most of them didn't understand the English, so I took, I had some Bibles in their own language, and I gave her one of those. Following year, I could tell she did not read her Bible. There was no hunger there. And I kind of left her alone. And the following year after that, I stopped by again and I realized that this woman needed a lot of help. There was no food. And yet I was trying to get into her mind that God takes care of his children. And I asked her if she loves her little babies. And she says, oh, yes. And I said, do you love them more than the neighbor's children? Oh, for sure. I said, see, the Lord takes care of his own. He takes care of his own. He knows the other ones, but they're not as special to him. In the same sense, if you can follow my word here, the Lord knoweth those that are his. And he remembers them. And after some time of, you know, oh, I need rice, sir, I need rice. And I'm thinking, no, you need the Lord to take care of you, ma'am. And we departed. I felt led. I did get rice to her, but I did it in secret so that she did not know who did it or how it came necessarily. But I didn't want her to depend on a white man to save her need or through giving her needs all. There's an impression there that I'd rather stay away from. However, that was like year five, year four. In 2020, I went again, stopped by there, and by this time I had another pastor or two that was involved with them to stop by, and here we found out she had cancer. And it was bad, it was breast cancer, eating her up alive. And we could not get through this lady. She was desperate. She was in pain. She was hungry. Her children were starving. And we were trying to break into her heart. And it took several visits. But finally we found a tear come out of her eye. And I was thinking, maybe we got somewhere here. You know that lady, after we left, I kind of kept track. That lady, I believe, became somewhat pliable or broken. I am not sure if she was saved or not, but she started having some emotion and feeling towards life and death. And what I was going to say is, when I was trying to get into her mind that God takes care of his children, I told her if I would give you $1,000, a year, you would still be poor and needy and never have enough. But if you would surrender and give yourself to the Lord, he will supply your every need. Now that sounds foolish. How could this be? It's the power of God. It's the way he works. It's what he is. It's what he does. It's his sovereignty. If you're kicking against the pricks, going your own way, you're fighting the Almighty. He who is and always will be, he is without a beginning and an end. The preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish. Now, there's lots of other examples of the preaching of the cross, clearing out relationships and having purity and open life. It's shameful to expose your life. When you're unconverted, it will be a shame unto you. But one day it'll be exposed, all of it. Either you'll expose it yourself or God himself will expose you. And I just wanted to encourage us today that, sure, the preaching of the cross is still foolishness to them that perish. And if it's foolishness to you, oh Lord, help you. May the Lord help you. Oh Father, let's pray here. Father, we do come to you and we thank you, Lord. For you desire our people, Lord. You desire to save from the uttermost, Lord. We pray that as your ears are open unto the cries of those that desire you, Lord, we pray you would bring forth the righteousness. And Lord, as this world shakes, as the birthing pains and labor and travail like a woman ready to give birth to a child. As we can see this happening, Lord, on this earth, and we know the time, Lord, of your return, oh Lord, is very, very nigh, Lord. We pray you'd help us to continue, Lord, to carry that cross, Lord, to be willing, Lord, to suffer for your name's sake. In Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. May you have a blessed day. May you remember the preaching of it. It's power. It's the power of God to us. Amen.